I could really cook.
Yeah.
And John thought I was raised in town, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'd raised on the farm till I got 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he thought that I didn't know how to do anything. One of his brothers was just threw a fit because John married that little old silly girl, country city gal.
Uh-huh.
But the first Sunday we were married, and then the next Sunday we were married on Saturday, and we already had our apartment. And then the next Sunday we went out here at the home place, near the end of this one. And the next morning we got up, I told his mother, I said, I'll make the biscuit if you like for me to. I can do that, and you know where everything else is, and then I can make the biscuit. And I made popovers, pop open, you know. You roll them pretty thin. You ought to try it. Fool him.
Yeah.
Roll them pretty thin, and then put either melted butter or just a little bit of Crisco melted. And just take your fingers and put it all in there, and then fold it and roll them again and cut them out. And when you take them out, well, you got a little thin biscuit to them.
Huh. Yummy. That just makes it divide. Uh-huh. Ooh, that sounds good. They all had a fit, I imagine, when they had.
Where'd you learn to do that? I said, I don't know. I've been doing it all my life.
Yeah, just born knowing how.
Yeah.
It comes natural.
Yeah. Just like the girl with the pretty hair. Oh, I manage. How do you keep your hair looking so pretty? Oh, I manage.
I manage. Somehow.
Yeah.
What do you call that stuff that you put in bread to make it rise?
Bacon powders.
Okay, or the other stuff was?
Soda.
Okay, and then the other stuff is?
Yeast.
Okay. And you might say you went to the store to buy two what of flour?
Yeah, what?
You went to the store to buy two what of flour?
Two kinds or 2 pounds.
Okay.
2 pounds.
And the two parts of an egg are the inside parts of an egg?
White and the yolk.
Okay. And the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook eggs in hot water, you'd say you have hard?
Boiled.
Hard what?
Hard boiled.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Hard boiled what?
Eggs.
Okay. If you just crack them and let them fall in water, you know.
Oh, they're poached.
Okay, that's good. That's well.
Yeah.
That's good.
You do?
Yeah.
No. Raw like?
Yeah. Just the inside.
No.
Yeah, I like that one.
No. I couldn't eat one.
Yeah, I have a cousin who won't eat them.
I like them scrambled. I don't want them real dry.
Yeah.
But I like them scrambled.
Yeah. Oh, I'll eat them anyway.
I couldn't eat a whole cooked egg. I mean, fried.
Yeah.
I ate the boiled egg, but I couldn't eat the white.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that stupid?
Strange. Not stupid.
Strange. Not stupid, but strange.
But strange.
I am a finicky eater.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
I used to be, but I've gotten where I'll eat just most anything.
I never tasted a milk, and I never tasted a fish.
Huh.
I never tasted a liver.
Now I like fish, lots. Lots of kinds of fish, too.
I used to cry when we'd go fishing and they'd cook fish because I got sick in my stomach smelling it, you know.
Well, I can understand why you never tasted it.
And Dick used to, my son-in-law,
yeah.
He used to wouldn't go fishing without I went.
Yeah.
All of us went, so and me go along, because I kept them in hot coffee all hours of the night. And I'd fix them a big breakfast. We'd get 2 cabins, and the men would, with their own wet clothes, stayed in one, and the women and kids in the other. And we cooked in our cabin, of course.
I bet that's fun.
Oh, lands, we had lots of fun.
What do you call the salt-cured or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Dry salt.
Oh, kind of. The meat, is that what you call the meat?
Yeah.